Let's bring Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch into this political and impeachment conversation this morning, because Congressman Lynch was in the room yesterday when about two dozen House Republicans delayed the testimony of a key Defense Department official in the impeachment inquiry when they pushed their way into a closed-door, secure room. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Good morning, Bob. It's good to be with you.
Let me ask you to start this way. You appeared to be pushing for some calm during the disruption yesterday. Going forward, do you think calm is possible, or are we more likely to see more headbutting?
Well, yesterday was, I think, a response to the previous day's deposition, where such damaging testimony came from Ambassador Taylor. I think they just freaked out. I think that the members of the House, many of them went over to meet with the president, and I think he gave them marching orders to disrupt this process. And so, like you say, about two dozen of them did respond in that fashion. But look, we will get the testimony. That will not happen again. If we have to relocate the site for conducting the depositions, off the Hill, we will do that. If we have to do this on weekends, when only those members who are on those committees will be able to attend, we will do that. So we worked on strategy yesterday, late in the day, to make sure that we get all the testimony. So that was a stunt. It was a desperate stunt, and that will not stop us from getting the evidence that we need, because we are getting meaningful, direct evidence of the president's criminal misconduct. And so now, with these subsequent, we've got another deposition this morning with Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. He's with the NSC. He heads up the European security position. So we're now looking for corroborating evidence of a lot of the direct evidence we have. So this is really important. Members are very urgently, keenly focused on getting that evidence.
But part of the way, Steve, that you're talking about getting this testimony involves continued secrecy. You talked about, you know, moving the testimony off Capitol Hill if you have to have privacy. And I'm wondering if you can see why some Republicans not involved in the hearings object to this secrecy. Why not
hold these conversations in the open? Back up, Bob. There are 40 Republicans in the room. There's no secrecy here.
Why not have the hearings in the public?
Because it would have tainted the testimony. If you let Sondland, Ambassador Sondland, tell his story publicly, then every other witness would line up their testimony. This is like a grand jury. You don't let the witnesses organize, not dealing with this president who's pressuring people and telling them to all line up with the same story. One courageous whistleblower that stepped up and told the truth. Look, there were 12 people on that call, Bob. That was a call to congratulate the president of Ukraine for his election. And this president went off and tried to get them, tried to pressure them to do a political hit on Joe Biden. That's what this is about. So we're not going to allow this president, this corrupt president, to line up the witnesses to first of all, to identify those witnesses that we call so he can get to them. They already want to disclose the identity of the whistleblower, contrary to law, contrary to the protections that we've given the whistleblowers. We're not dealing with a normal president here. This guy is a crook.
All right,
we're not going to allow this president to taint this system. So
let me ask you,
every witness, let me answer your question. How about that? We're not going to let this president and these witnesses all know what the previous witness said so they can line up their stories. That's not how this works, Bob.
Okay, but you've already said that. So let me move on by asking you this question, Congressman Lynch. Among the Republicans who are taking part in these hearings. Are you finding common ground with them? Were they supportive of what their colleagues did yesterday, or were they supportive of the closed-door hearings?
Well, let me start by saying, of the 40 some odd Republican members who are on the three primary committees who are eligible to attend, about half of them attend. Half of them. So typically in this conference room where we do the depositions, there's I'd say 20 to 25 Republicans in and out, and there's probably about 50 Democrats in and out. So you know, it's bad news for the Republicans. So a lot of the members don't want to participate. Some of them are saying, well, you know, they just don't have the keen interest on this because it's going badly for the Republicans. Others. And look, let's be honest. Every member there has multiple hearings going on, multiple issues going on. So members do have to go in and out periodically. So it's not, you know, I would say, looking at the response of the Republicans while this testimony is coming on, while it's being given, you can see them shrinking in their chairs because of the withering testimony against their president. I think some of them are having problems with defending this president given the evidence. And at the end of the day, all this stuff will become public, Bob. It all becomes public. There's going to be a public trial in the Senate. The American people and everyone else will be able to weigh the evidence, direct evidence. And I think at the end of the day, we will prove this president engaged in crimes to interfere with the Democratic election here, and he went to foreign powers to accomplish that interference to help his reelection. We will prove that he then, with the help of others, tried to conceal that effort, and then in the face of the investigation, he obstructed justice. I think we will provide direct evidence of all those elements, okay? The question will be whether the Republican senators will live up to their oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. I don't know how they'll vote on that, but we will prove our case, and they'll have to make that decision publicly for the American public and for posterity.
So then let me ask you one last question, if I might, Congressman Lynch. How much longer do you expect this stage of the inquiry to take before the House votes and it goes to the Senate, if in fact that's the way the House votes?
Well, look, we want to make sure that we not only have direct evidence, but we have direct corroborating evidence. So we want to have a group of witnesses that all say the same thing, and we're still having a fight over the president has directed the State Department not to deliver documents that have been presented to the State Department by witnesses. So we're having a fight right now over getting that documentary evidence. So the time frame depends on how quickly the courts will respond to our requests. But we will get them. We will get them in time. We will get them before the election. So, you know, I'm not sure. I'd be speculating to say when the stream of witnesses stops coming forward and when the courts will decide that we're entitled to have those documents.
Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch, good to talk to you this morning. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Bob. Happy to be with you. Bye now. Have a good day.